punk and the schooner, no one is punk. And the schooner, no one is punk and the schooner, no one is punk and the schooner.
Show number 36 of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner Gene. Who in God's name are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk. Yo, welcome to Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Like Charles said, it's show number 36. How you doing? We got a very special guest. And his name is Composer Orchestrator.
His name's Composer Orchestrator?
No, that's not his name, Composer. Guitarist.
That's an old
beer
joke.
Drinker. Guy that I've known for many, many a year. Man, School of Music back in the days. Yo, what's up?
Dylan Malucci
up in the studio.
What's up? Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
All right, my God.
I love it. You guys sound great. I listen to your shows. Dust Crooner got a great voice. Noise Punk, that's a great name, dude. Awesome.
All right. He got the voice, he got the name. Now we're talking shit. So anyway, what I'd like to say is we go back to 1990. We went to Manhattan School
before
of Music.
AOL, before Prodigy.
Before. Who used AOL anyway? Anyway, yeah. Manhattan School of Music, freshman year, composition department, me and Dylan Malucci over there. And we started with the same teacher, Gianpaolo Bracali. God rest his soul.
Yes.
No, that's not what I meant. Okay. Anyway, Charles, ask Dylan your damn question.
All right. Dylan, what made you want to write in the first place? Are you crazy?
Well, I figured I'd get a lot of chicks.
What part of freaking idiot don't you understand?
Spelling part? It's an imaginative kind of catharsis for me, you know. It's I love music, and at the end of the day, no matter what I do, whether it's composing, playing guitar, conducting, orchestrating, at the end of the day, it's music that I serve with, you know. So that's the most important part.
What are you, Bach?
I wish. What's that? Now, those kids? Oh my God!
Now you lived for a number of years. I mean, we knew each other in New York back in the early '90s via Manhattan School of Music. Mm-hmm. C sharp.
Okay. Ooh, see, that's what's up. Charles knows what's going down.
Anyway,
let's see.
Soon to be. See, I told you.
A little sharp. My bottle's a little sharp.
Yeah, it's
all right. Yeah. Dylan's bottle's a little sharp.
Well, you live now. You, of course, you were born and raised New Yorker.
No, actually.
Why are you just assuming shit about people?
I was born
people?
In Connecticut, but I popped out in New Britain General.
Okay.
What?
That's what she said. But for many years you lived in California.
Yeah, and I just moved back actually.
Yeah, talk about what brought you back to New York.
I really missed the pizza. I gotta tell you. seriously, food is much different out here. My family. You know, I got a half brother and half sister, Marcus and Jacqueline, who I'm very close to now, and it's important that, you know, I could do my work now anywhere I go, and an apartment opportunity came up, and so I said, you know what, it's time for me to head back and start a new chapter, you know?
Dun, 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 dun.
And see what you guys are
start spreading
to
Gene's spew.
What?
I said something naughty, Gene.
Hey, I think I just pushed your email.
What? Oh, Sebastian's here too. Sebastian, he's a prisoner. Say hi to the audience.
Hi!
Okay, that was in the red.
That'll be sampled in Gene's next piece.
Yes.
He's a great kid, man. And he's got your opera memorized.
He's got the opera memorized.
I love it.
Charles, stop looking at my kid's ass. Charles, what are you doing? That's disgusting.
I've got issues.
That is not disgusting.
All
All right, Dylan, let's play some music. Let's get to some music. All right, Dylan brought a whole thing here.
Well, let's say it's the holiday time, so let's see. We got
Ghost Attack.
Yeah, let's start off with Ghost Attack. Okay, this is from a film I worked on. Now, let me tell you, I mean, I worked for Jan Kaczmarek, and he's been a wonderful person, giving me a wonderful opportunity for about 10 years to work for him and orchestrate. And this first film, not the first one I worked on but with him, but Lost Souls gave me a chance to do a scene. And this is when Winona Ryder heads into the bathroom, and she's attacked by some crazy ghost, and recorded by the at Airedale in London.
So this is an original piece.
Yeah, it wasn't. What happened was is that what's not in the film, they thought it was too many notes.
Kind of. What are you, that Mozart?
cut a few and it'll be perfect.
That whole syndrome with the too many note thing. But,
yeah, I know.
But no, it's cool. But at least I got a good sample.
All right. So this is the...
So who's playing the...
Who's playing?
The
it's, I don't know, members of the London, believe it or not, London Symphony.
Okay.
And...
Awesome. Ghost Attack, a passage from the movie Lost Souls. Well, it was going to be, but it's not. But nonetheless, here's an exclusive listen of this. Ghost Attack by Dylan Malucci, our guest here on Noise Punk and Dust Scooter. Indeed, Ghost Attack, a movie cue composed by our guest Dylan Malucci here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Thank you for copying my line.
My line. That was hot. That was hot. Yo, I felt
that was really good.
I felt the knife going in her back.
Yeah.
Dang. That was like a rape scene. Please, can it be a rape scene?
Winona Ryder, sure. I'm gonna be in that scene.
Yeah. As the rapey.
The rapey.
Two words.
Yeah, she likes to strap it on.
Oh, you beat me too. I was gonna say two words, strap on. But
are those two words really, Charles?
Yeah. Dylan, actually, well, given that this was a movie cue, here one question someone might have. Did you do the entire or
excuse me? That's a question.
Did you do the orchestration completely as well on your own, or did you have someone do it?
That was
Or did you have your papa help you?
Yeah.
Did your mama help you?
Yeah, I went on the internet real quick. How to score a film, bro. How to orchestrate it too. But I did that in the old Mosaic professional composer.
Sure.
Awesome program. I wish that still was around,
Mosaic?
You know. Yeah, it was Mark of the Unicorn, and the best feature. Now, I work with Sibelius, and that's like, I love that program. But there's still one feature that most of these programs, maybe in Finale as well, when you, like, say you want to go to two different staves and they're like a flute and an oboe or something. You want to copy those two lines at once. And then in professional composer at the time, you could take two separate lines wherever they were, copy, and then instead of paste, you merge into another staff, and then it would make two voices. You could, the stems
you,
and
you could do that. Well, you could do that easily in Finale.
Oh, yeah?
But just all you have to do is take one of staff and move it to a different layer.
Yeah.
And then you have one layer going up and one layer going down.
Yeah, well, it's a, is it a two-step process, copying and paste it?
Yeah, copy-paste, right?
Yeah.
Or you could either copy-paste or you could ask them to implode.
Easy there, Gene.
Implode music. Implode music. You could take as many staffs as you want. Excuse me.
They're both drinking beer. They're both drinking beer faster than me.
He's giving birth over here. I'm like, that whole scene took out an alien or something.
No, the good
John Hurt, ladies and gentlemen, the actor.
You make a piano reduction, you know? Does have that?
Well,
this
it does.
Is great
it,
because
no,
you
it does
like a
it.
Bunch of as much as you want to make a piano
But I'm telling you, like this. But anyway, so I. every one of them has their like little features we like, but that's one thing that I really liked about Mosaic. And anyway, so.
Okay, Noise Monk and the Scooter. This might have been the most geekiest conversation ever.
all the
ladies out there are like, all hot and steamy. You're interested. So merge.
Oh, Finale and Sibelius. And all the programs that I haven't heard of.
Gene, geek this.
Anyway, that was fun. That was really cool. Unfortunately, I wasn't there for the recording, but let's move on to the next film.
What is it?
The next film, this is a pretty much straight out orchestration I did, but it came out so intense that you gotta hear it. It's the main title for Quo Vadis. They reshot this in Poland. It was written by a Polish author, I guess, in the 1800s, the actual book that is based on. And this was a scene that was going to be for the Christians were thrown into the arena with the lions, and they ended up using it for the
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I know, it's great seeing like some of the special effects that they tried, but it was a fun film. And
You say you orchestrated. Who was the...
Jan gave me the outline.
Jan who?
Jan
the guy Kitzmar.
He works for. Jan.
Yeah. Finding Neverland, he won the Oscar for Finding Neverland, and Unfaithful, most people know that. Mm-hmm. He's from Poland himself, actually, and he's got this great new facility that's going to be opening up in 2010. It's going to be like the Sundance of Europe. It's called Rozbitek Institute, and it's just over the border in Poland from Berlin.
Wow.
So look for that on the internet if you want. But
or don't if you don't.
Yeah, you don't have to, whatever. But anyway, so I've been working for him for like 10 years. Actually, I got to introduce. None of that Polish sausage. No.
Innuendo party of three.
So, ooh.
And that's the music you hear in the background. And that's the background music for a certain unnatural act. So anyway,
it's all natural.
It's even natural when you do it to yourself, Charles. Okay, Charles, announce it on the music.
An orchestration of Quo Vadis by Dylan. What?
It's the main title.
Main title music by Dylan Malucci. The orchestration.
By the orchestration is by Dylan Malucci.
But the composer is
Jan
Kaczmarek. Jan what?
Jan Kaczmarek.
Kaczmarek. I have to get that name right. Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Charles is gay.
Thank you.
Quo Vadis. A cue from Quo Vadis, orchestrated by, written by Jan Kaczmar, and orchestrated by our guest Dylan Malucci here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. There's nothing like G minor for drama, dude. It's not sad. It's not too over the top. It's like, I'm going to get you. You know, right. It's perfect. That kind of stuff.
Star Wars, Darth Vader theme. Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum.
Yeah. Perfect, perfect.
Which is exactly in G minor, in case everyone's listening. Yes, this is nerdy conversation, folks. What of it?
The nerdiest, nice song in the screen ever. Starting Charles Goldman.
That's right.
That one usually makes the ladies in the audience, when they do it live, like, loosen their collar a little bit. Really? Like, oh, it's getting hot in here. Oh.
So take off
all your clothes.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's G minor, too.
No, it's not. E minor, by the way.
But anyway. Yeah, so, there's nothing like the fulfillment of hearing something that's intense that you work on and performed by excellent people. That was in Poland, believe it or not.
Wow.
Can't believe it. Since Polish people cannot play well. What kind of racist remark is that?
How many Polaks does it take to change whatever?
I don't know.
Have you heard that in a while?
Is that the artist Pollock we talked about?
Pollock. That's Pollock.
Oh, Pollock. See, some half Polish, so you know. There you go.
Okay. Hope springs eternal.
But let's change it up and do something different.
Yeah. What do you want?
Now, this will be fun. Let's go to something a little heavy.
Okay.
I was asked to write music for this new clothing line called Sunset Stripper Apparel. I know, by this girl out in L.A. that was, starting this really cool clothing line. And they got the license, or I don't know what they were doing, but the David Rose wrote the stripper. You'll recognize the theme.
Uh-huh.
So I had to use that and put it through various styles, one after the other, but mostly they wanted kind of like a Rob Zombie thing towards the end. Okay. And a marching band, and so that's number 13. That was a lot of fun to do. So okay. Sunset Stripper.
Are you gonna strip for us while we do this?
No.
No, please don't.
Will Charles?
Hey, if there's money involved, I'll do just about anything. Anyway, so this
I'll
is
lube it up.
So the cue I noticed here is called full spot, right?
Yeah, I'm playing all the guitars. The vocals.
Yes, it is.
So, full spot is not the name of the cue. It means the full spot.
And actually, our buddy, our good old friend Tim Keen is doing the cat call whistles at the end. And so he makes a little guest appearance on there.
Cat caller. Yeah. All right. So, Sunset Stripper.
I just can't whistle, but he can. So, Sunset Stripper.
By Dylan Malucci.
Yeah, this is me right
David Rose and his orchestra.
Yeah, well, that's the actual theme that I had to use to arrange it around.
But who's playing it? You're playing it?
I have to give him props, man. David Rose, man. The stripper theme is perfect.
All right.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder. Whoa.
Indeed. Charles, put your clothes back on.
Yeah, right. A unique
Sunset Stripper.
Let's do that in harmony. Ready?
Sunset Stripper. Yeah, baby.
Wasn't that almost perfect?
You can't trust them, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man. That was a blast.
Yeah, very unique arrangement of an old classic strip song ending in a minor chord, which I found interesting. Does this represent how you feel about them?
No.
Yeah, because you always leave with no money.
Oh, absolutely.
And Charles with a disease.
The fact is, we say boobs, the strippers say wallet.
I'm gonna have to edit that out.
Shut up! No!
Yeah, that's like a sausage wallet. I saw that on the Girls Next Door or something like that. Are you a sausage wallet? You know?
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Girls Next Door. What are you watching?
That's that thing with Hugh Hefner or whatever. I don't really watch TV. But yeah, thanks a lot. I'm glad you liked it. That was a lot of fun to do. We did that, when did I do that? That was like 2005 or something like that.
Yeah.
And the clothes were cool, but I guess they never went anywhere, so.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, because it was called... It's like stripper, like really sexy.
They were supposed
to open
up a store in Vegas. And
they were like
just
sexy clothes or something.
Yeah, they had they had a pole with a stripper. It was like a silhouette. It was like a little logo. It was really cool. I got it on my guitar case.
Shut up.
But you know,
it was a male stripper, Charles.
You know. Little runt.
And so let's go on to let's get back to being serious here, I guess.
Yeah, everything's serious. Yeah. I see here on this. Your own
little list of stuff.
No, okay. I said like a composition of your own, because I know you've been orchestrating a lot. That's heavy.
Yeah. Well,
do you have any of your just like your own straight ahead?
Sure.
Straight ahead, man. No fucking around. I don't want to hear about no yawn. No sense of strippers, guys.
Well, we could go to Bellwitch, which was a film that I was going to redo the score, and there's some samples of that on there. It's a movie that was made out in Tennessee about a haunted house. Mm. That's actually a true story. I guess somebody was, some new colonists moved out there or something in a farm, and somebody might have been murdered in this house, and the ghost was terrorizing, like a poltergeist kind of thing. And it's called The Bell Witch, and you could check it out on the internet. It'll come up a bunch of books about it and stuff. So I found this film, and
it's
they were recutting
Charles, it. It's scary. Stop saying
here.
Wonderful.
So I ended up doing a modern, more of a modern sound score to it, mixed in with electronics, orchestra, and guitars. And if you go to the first track, Dark Spirits, we could start with that.
Can we just hear all three tracks?
Yeah, you can hear all three tracks.
It's,
yeah.
It's 12 minutes, so beginning to end.
Yes.
That'll be a nice little...
And it was weird how they all worked out to be 3 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah, how did that happen? Was it like, it must be 3 minutes, not a second more?
It was one of those films where there was a lot of talking going on, so...
Oh, okay, so we got three of them. We got Dark Spirits, Opening Mix, and Seance.
Seance from the movie Bellwitch.
Well, the Dark Spirits is a section in the film where the girl, the ghost, the poltergeist comes out and appears finally. And then the opening mix is the title. The actual title to the film. And then seance is when they're, you know, like trying to, like, they brought some sort of reverend or something over. They were kind of Puritan like, because it was back in the early 1700s or late 1600s.
That's fantastic, Charles.
It is.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
He loves those all natural types.
I know the hell, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We're not doing the Sunset Stripper thing anymore. We're not.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Three Q's from Bellwitch, written in 2007, here on Noise Punk and Dust Groomer by our guest, Dylan Malucci.
Prepare to be frightened.
Yes, indeed. Three cues from the movie Bellwitch, Dark Spirits, Opening Mix, and Seance. Composed by Dylan Malucci, our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Let me just say it's a pleasure to be here.
Aww.
I'm serious, man. I listen to you guys. I heard the Louis Cobo show and
Louis Cobo. I say
and a couple other ones, and I gotta say I love your facilities.
Oh yeah,
excellent view of York Avenue.
Yeah, dude. Don't tell anybody where they are.
No. York goes a long way, you know.
Ancient cassettes on the wall.
Yeah,
you hardly use anymore.
You guys got commercials? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we have some spots.
No, but it's great to be here. I gotta say, man, that coming back to New York has just been a revitalization in the whole spirit of things. I'm glad, you know, that everybody's doing well and we're all healthy.
We're at least working on it.
Yeah.
Charles not healthy.
Shut up, you.
Mentally.
Yeah, not mentally healthy. Absolutely not.
But New York.
That's what makes us artists.
That actually was written in Nashville. You guys ever been out there to Nashville?
Haven't had the pleasure.
Oh, I love Nashville. Nashville is a great town. It's Music City, man, on the buses. It's Music City, man. It's all about Leonard Slatkin's there.
He runs it, yeah.
Beautiful new concert hall. City. Awesome.
The orchestra. Gene.
Leonard Slatkin runs Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, Nashville's awesome. And hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. How are you guys doing? Just want to throw that in there real quick.
All right.
I know. My dad's not going to hear this one. No, but so that was cool. I was using my contract. Now that's a modified 5-string Schecter that I got.
Guitar?
That
sounds weird.
Yeah, it's a low guitar. It's super heavy. It's good for like Slipknot kind of stuff.
You're Slipknot.
I want to do a Slipknot tribute band. Anybody called Maggots, out there? You know?
Anybody out there who wants to do Slipknot tribute band with Dylan Malucci? Contact Dylan at Dylan Malucci.
Sunset Stripper.
Dylan, do you have a website to tell people to go to?
Well, I just got a MySpace page. That's about it. I mean, I don't really...
It's pretty valid.
Just, I go by Damn Guitar. D-A-M Guitar. That's my MySpace. D-A-M Guitar. It's my...
Okay, go to his MySpace. Befriend Dylan Malucci.
Got some stuff on there.
And ask him to join a Slipknot band.
So I'm going to throw in a little Wicked in the mix too. You know, Slipknot, and then we'll go into some Wicked, then go back to Slipknot.
This is
push my fingers into my eyes. It's the only thing.
This sounds more
chase
like
chase away the pain. I just probably blew everybody's. Hey, dude, I love karaoke. Out in LA, we did a lot of karaoke at this place called Dimples. I got karaoke.
And now
every
Gay
day.
Hour with Dylan Malucci.
And actually,
all right, let's listen to more music.
I'm your private dancer.
All right, so we'll go on to why don't we do something now? We'll do something quirky. When I was in Nashville, also, I did a. You remember, like, what's his name? Steven Spielberg had that like reality show on television about becoming a film director.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was cool.
Well, I did
little,
music
like, sure.
for one of those.
Did you?
Yeah, it was an animation called Bad Reception, and it was kind of like a Nightmare Before Christmas look, like a Tim Burton thing. It was really cool.
That's cool.
Here's a scene called Remote Crazy where this lady's like in bed chowing on candies, and I don't know.
I want to see the film. Do you have the film with you?
It's I don't.
God damn it! Get out of here! All right.
I didn't know because it's radio. I didn't think, but anyway, Bad Reception. This is very quirky. Okay, just so you know,
it's okay.
a whole other different avenue.
I hang out with
on.
Charles all the time.
Number 5.
I'm used to quirky.
It's like she's trying to get reception on her TV, and it's these weird characters like straight out of like Tim Burton
Compton?
Or something.
No. That's straight out of
Compton. Straight out of Compton. Yo. I can't wait for Gene to hear the surprise mix I brought for him.
We gotta hear. I don't know if we can put that on the radio, though.
Come on, man.
I'll listen to it, but I don't know. Okay.
All right,
here
cool.
we go. This is a cartoon. Go ahead, Charles. Say something.
From Bad Reception, Remote Crazy by Dylan Malucci here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
It's scary.
Oh, no,
thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That was Remote and Crazy.
Remote Crazy from from Bad Reception, written by Dylan Malucci here.
I forget who the director was.
They win.
He got up there, but this I forgot to mention it was kind of a comedic piece, but that's perfect for like
you
when
you're, to mention, yeah, you think I was that saying was a tragedy.
I know. But it's perfect for when you're riding your bike in Times Square, you know.
Put it on a loop over 100 times.
Right. I love riding my bike in Manhattan. It's fun, man. It keeps you on your toes.
That's so exciting.
So,
you know what happened when you ride your bike in Manhattan?
Yeah. I can imagine. You become like an instant pothole filler.
Gene just farted
in Charles's mouth. Okay, so
nice.
That's not good.
That's crooner.
That's not good. Okay, let's go. Let's play. You want to play a big piece?
Yeah.
Let's all this War and Peace.
Yeah, Now this is up your alley. This is War and Peace. You know, from Leo Tolstoy. They remade it. Italy made it and redid it. The whole film. You know, the famous one is with Audrey Hepburn. I don't know if you've ever seen that one. But this one was a bunch of Italian actors and whatnot, and also Ukrainian and Russia. They put it on a mini series there on television. This is a long battle scene.
I want to hear a nice big battle.
This is a serious battle.
I got the score here on PDF. I'm ready.
All right, good. All right, so open up Austerlitz battle. There's Borodino. There was two main battles in that book, Borodino and Austerlitz.
Right.
And so I read the abridged version, which was like 500 pages.
You just, what's wrong? I have lower red hair.
The original is like 1,000 pages.
I know. 1,500. Sit down and fucking read.
Read out there, kids.
It was like the script to the movie is basically what I read. But I got 3 samples on there. I got the Austerlitz battle, which is basically all the themes in the film that come together, and I arranged them. And then the Russian victory and Russian Will Live was like theme and variations kind of thing. Because basically when you do a lot of film composing, it comes down to theme and variations most of the time.
Right,
whether
it's
a variation in mood or a variation in the actual content of the notes itself, you know, transfiguring them into like a minor or a different rhythmic figure or stuff like that. Because, you know, film scores are... In the general scheme of things, you do what the director wants you to do. You know, it's not. Sometimes you get a liberty to, you know, stuff.
Well, especially since the average director is not necessarily musically educated.
Sure. Yes.
He just has a general concept, and you have to figure out what the hell that is, roughly. Right?
Yeah, exactly. They kind of say like, I need a little more. They kind of like make sound effects when they're. I need a little more oomph, you know, or can it be a little sweeter, you know, that kind of stuff.
I read a great interview from Jerry Goldsmith about. He was asked how many directors, how many of them were musically educated. He said 1%.
Yeah, I don't understand this. And anybody listening that's in charge of a film school curriculum, get some sort of music appreciation class in there. I mean, I think directors, if they had some sort of like. Abbreviated class about the periods.
The history of music and the different. Yeah, exactly.
And some general musical terms like
what, culture.
Like
get some culture in those directions.
I mean, they get everything else, but that's much needed, I think.
Yeah.
That's here.
On that happy note, 3 cues from. What? What?
You're upsetting the guests, Charles.
What?
I still like. I like him during that Sunset Stripper, man. That was
Sunset Stripper.
That was great, man.
That was very good.
How are you gonna wash all that oil off your ass?
No.
Oh.
You guys got a pole? I mean, you know, I got a light.
I got a pole, but I'm starring in somewhere. Charles is at.
It never ends.
Oh, it ends.
It. Jesus.
Give me a couple more minutes. All right, Charles.
Dark Spirits opening. Oh, sorry, that was the wrong one. Austerlitz Battle, Russian Victory, and Russian Will Live from War and Peace, composed by Dylan Malucci.
No, it's not composed by Dylan.
No, this one, well, this is Jan Kitchmark's film, and I orchestrated it, and I had some room in there to play, you know, there's no problem. But that's where it's from. Miniseries from 2007.
Right. 3 cues from War and Peace by. Here on Noise Fucking Dust Crooner.
Man, I'm not editing any of this. Okay, here we go. War and Peace, Dylan Malucci, orchestrated, wrote some shit. Here we go, motherfuckers.
Three Cues from War and Peace, orchestrated by our guest Dylan Malucci here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Doesn't that make you feel good? Ta-ta-ta-ta.
I just screamed in my
pants. Rushford will live.
Not for too long. Yeah. After that.
Yeah, so.
So, wow.
That was a lot of fun. And
That bounce, pretty cool.
So Napoleon was, you know, trying to make his way in there, like the first track, Auschwitz.
And then Kutuzov kicked his ass.
In the film, this version that they did, he was too cold, so he took off. He couldn't handle the cold in Russia.
Right. Oh, Napoleon didn't like the cold?
There is no heat here in my tent here. I must go.
So basically, Gene knows this, like, you know, when you're YouTube.
What?
Gene, did you fart?
Hey, did you guys see Tropical Thunder, by the way? That was so fucking funny, man. Anyway, you gotta watch
Dylan's advertising strange movies.
No, I mean, it's so funny because because it sounds like a little
joke?
Yeah, it sounds like, well, there's a Jack Black is in it, and he's an actor that it's a bunch of actors that go out and shoot this film in the in Vietnam. Anyway, so it's funny. But
go see the movie Dylan likes. Apparently. Did you write music for it?
But anyway, it's like with any kind of film, especially orchestrating, I try to keep it within scope of the film itself. Like, that was Napoleon in Russia, so I was looking at a lot at, like, Mussorgsky, pictures at an exhibition orchestrated by Ravel is always a perfect one, and some French, Couperin, you know, because there's some scenes in there where it's kind of Frenchy for Napoleon, so...
I cannot pay a lot for this muffler.
Did you say Frenchy?
Yeah. French.
There is Stockhausen in it?
No.
Fuck.
Charles loves Stockhausen.
Whatever.
Charles' favorite composer is Stockhausen.
I know the legend that he is. I personally do not care for it, which I said last time, you freak. You're glad I didn't say the other one.
Charles loves Stockhausen sitting on a
knee. He has a very, you know, wide taste, you know? Charles is, you know, he knows a lot about stuff, man.
Yeah, thank you, Dylan.
But he doesn't like Stockhausen. Yeah. Can you believe it?
So that was a lot of fun.
I have every right to talk about it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
And there was a really hot blonde in that movie. If you go on YouTube and check it out. I mean, she's actually in Pinocchio, which we just finished this summer. And that's as well. I wanted to bring some samples of that.
Did she sit on his face and tell him lies?
It's right. It's right. I never thought about that. But, Andrew in War and Peace was the first officer for Russia. And I guess that was the girl that plays his... that loves him at the end, you know. She's torn between Pierre and Andre or whatever his name is, and but she's in Pinocchio. She plays like the fairy or whatever. Woo, hot! Check it out. So, that was War and Peace, and so let's go on.
What do you got? Let's do. We have time for a couple more.
Okay, let's do a series like HBO. Like I worked on this film with you on called PU-239, which is
NBC, by the way.
I know. What is it? PU-239?
Yeah, it's PU-239.
I thought it was PU-239.
This was a fun scene that I did, played guitar on as well as orchestrated. PU-239 is some sort of, radiation kind of number. What do you call it? What do they make, like plutonium?
Yeah,
plutonium, yeah. And so that's what the movie's about. This guy he tries to sell some plutonium. The movie never made it to HBO for some reason.
Right.
But we worked on it, and so this is a big scene at the end, the big shooting scene.
The shooting. Right.
Yeah.
And yet it's called The Shooting.
The Shooting by Dylan Malucci from the movie PU-239.
That never made it.
But is destined to at some point.
But it was fun.
Yeah. Like a lot of things in life. Here
the guy that plays the main character is in... Oh, no, it just slipped my mind. I hate that. God.
We'll come back with it after the cue.
I think he's in the... I know what it is. He's in the Quantum Solace. He's in the train station. And like,
I haven't seen the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, that went nowhere.
Don't mean that massive a guess.
The Shooting, a cue from...
Hey, when are the strippers coming? When are the strippers calling up? The lines are on fire over there, man. I love the phone lines. They're going crazy.
The strippers were going to come, but they only wanted to dance to Stockhausen. Okay, and Charles
Nikki,
said no.
Trixie, Bambi, everybody else.
Okay, The Shooting. Wait, did you orchestrate this one or write this one?
No, I arranged to orchestrate it and play guitar.
Oh, okay.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Meanwhile,
the shooting.
Yeah, I know. The shooting, a cue from the movie PU239 by Dylan, well, orchestrated by Dylan Malucci, our guest here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Let's see if I get the same one. Ooh, mine's flatter.
Mine's fatter.
Let's do a little distance. Come on, hurry, go. Nice.
Yes.
Stereo for Charles over here.
Absolutely.
What in your right ear?
Absolutely.
So, sorry, I forgot.
As most things when I tell him.
Yeah.
Ah!
He gets things in his ear.
He goes in one ear, goes the other ear.
Yeah, but your dick doesn't fit. Anyway.
Wait a minute. Are you saying I'm trying to put my dick in your ear?
Yes,
that's
James.
Not really an insult to me. If anything.
Yeah. Yeah, nice little button there. Anyway.
Hey, you're saying I have a very large dick that doesn't fit in your ear. This
anyway.
Is what you're trying to tell me.
Anyway.
It's not really an insult.
It's slung over his shoulder, you know?
Yeah.
During the show this whole time.
Whatever.
But anyway, so that was a lot of fun.
Yes, yes.
And I just want to, like, you know, like the whole, like, now I got a chance to work with Michael Kamen for a few films.
Yeah, God rest his soul.
And I just got into the whole camp, and then he passed away, so I was kind of bummed about that. But, you know, the whole film scoring thing has changed because, you know, when I first went out to Hollywood, I went there and I started as a tour guide at Paramount Pictures. And, you know, giving
he
like,
did?
Here's this beautiful building where they shoot Star Trek. You know,
really?
And it's like, and people are like, I want to see more. You know, and it's like, well, you can't. I can't bring you in there. You know, so it was a really nightmare. But I got into
That's
the music
weird.
Department. Yeah, it's weird. Like, you go out there,
right?
And some it's seasonal. You know, like sometimes the television shows are up, sometimes they're not. But after 9/11, that whole thing changed. So they got different rules and regulations for going on the sets. But I got into the music department, and Michael came and did. 101 Dalmatians there.
Uh-huh.
And that was like, and let me tell you, what a kind spirited person he was. He, I guess, he wanted to take a tour, and I got him a private tour, and I took him around. I got a cart and everything, and for that, he gave me a credit on the record just for giving him a tour. Now, that's how cool he was. Yeah, and I just want to say he loved his musicians so much that he conducted all the scores when he recorded. He would, at the end of the day, because he did a few films there and Paramount at the time, and he would bring in just cases of champagne on the last day of the recording, and everybody loved that, man. He was such a, he was really cool. So I got a chance to, he invited me to his house, and he used to work up there. And, you know, like Eric Clapton and played guitar on the Lethal Weapons, but...
He and
the other saxophone guy,
Sanborn?
Yeah.
David Sanborn.
Yeah. Lethal Weapon 4, that one was like where they finally played without being there at the same time. Like, they laid down tracks.
Right.
But he was really cool, and unfortunately, you know, he passed away. But I want to just recommend one piece from him to check out, and that is The New Moon in the Old Moon's Arms from Michael Kamen. I'm telling you, man, that piece kicks major ass, so check it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
So
just like Gene. Gene's pieces kick major ass, too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And Stockhausen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just push that envelope, William. What would you like to end with? We should end.
Yeah, let's end with something. Okay, this is nostalgic,
you know,
for
getting
me.
Charles for his
yeah. Gene's
the full
guitar-
Stockhausen collection.
Cockhausen? What was that?
No. Yeah.
Getting him some Cockhausen.
So anyway, Gene's a guitarist, and he'll probably appreciate this.
Yes, I will.
When I was growing up in Connecticut, I started playing guitar because of this one person. That was Randy Rhoads, man. When I heard
Randy Rhoads.
Over the Mountain and Mr. Crowley, I was like, I want to play guitar, man. That when that shit came out on the radio the first time back in those days, that's the only time you heard it on the radio. We didn't have the internet and everything, so you really were excited about it. So when I was in L.A., I got a chance to meet his mom. She lives North Hollywood. She has a school called Musonia. She's still kicking it, and every year they have a memorial at his tomb, believe it or not. They got this wonderful tomb, and I know it's kind of strange, but if you're a guitarist and you're like my age, you really like Randy Rhoads, you know, or Eddie Van Halen. It was
two
schools. But anyway, so I wrote an orchestrated for his D piece that is his mom.
I love D. That's a great piece.
So I put it together a little. I figured like this, maybe this is what Randy would have imagined it if he went to school and was able to put together a little chamber group. So here it is, D.
Orchestrated
by... That's the first piece I ever wrote in classic guitar, played in classic guitar.
Oh, awesome. D. Well, see, you know it.
And when I went to Magical Music pre-college, that was the first thing I ever played there. D.
Awesome.
On the stage in Robert Hall. And you know I played many pieces later on Robert Hall.
And then after that, I just want to say one thing when we're finished with D.
Okay, let's do D.
D's
let's
only
do
a minute
D.
long, so...
orchestrated by Dylan Malucci here on Noise Punk and Dust Crew.
D by Randy Rhoads.
Oh, there we go. D, originally written by Randy Rhoads, orchestrated by our guest Dylan Malucci here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Yeah, I gave that. I gave the score to his mom as a gift. And so, anyway, I just hope that, you know, maybe that was what he wanted. Died in 82, but he inspired me to play guitar and love music just as much as Leonard Bernstein, and I just wanted to put in a little props for him.
Sure thing.
Leonard Bernstein is dear to my heart. I mean, I remember in elementary school doing West Side Story, and that's what...
Mambo!
Yeah, we had a little record player down there. I was a shark, and...
I was the other guy.
You were the Jet. You were
I
in
was
the
one
jet.
Of the Jets. In camp once.
Hey, boy! Officer Grumpy! You know,
Charles Officer Grumpy.
But anybody right. that's listening, you know, it's really into music. I highly recommend Joy of Music, Infinite Variety of Music, and Findings. His three books, and I'm telling you, they'll really open you up a little bit more. But
so, yeah. Dylan, what's coming up next for you in the near future?
Well, Jan's got another picture coming up after New Year. We're going to be working on something involving Chopin's music, yeah. And that's what's coming up. So right now, I'm going to enjoy the holidays, and then we'll get back to work after New Year.
All right.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, and then the Slipknot tribute band.
Dylan wants to start a Slipknot.
Yeah.
I think Charles should be your...
Yeah, he would be great as, what's the guy that hits the keg with the hammer, with the bat? Ping!
I don't know. I don't really know Slipknot.
Yeah. The clown. That's right. He's the clown.
I'm up for that.
Crazy clown Coleman. Crazy clown Coleman. There we go.
Crazy clown Coleman.
I can do just about anything. It's a job is a job. But anyway. Awesome, Dylan. Thank you for coming over.
Well, thank you so much. I really look forward. You know, this was like I was like getting ready for a date. You know, coming over here. You know, you ever see?
And it's gonna end like a date too.
Yeah. Something about Mary and the guy told him like before you go on your first date, you make sure you get in the bathroom and just you know.
Did you do it?
Because I didn't want to like you know.
You don't want to shoot your load. No, you don't. You don't want to come out with a full load, man. That's right. Especially with Charles around.
Yeah. So anyway, it's been a lot of fun, and I appreciate you guys having me on here and putting up with all my craziness, so thanks.
That's because you're Dylan Minucci, and we're not.
So hey, you guys got any shows coming up here?
Well, I always have a show coming up, but God knows when this thing comes out.
Yeah.
That's the theme music. Dylan, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much. Gene, the genius Pritzker over here.
Charles, the Coleman crooner.
And until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the schooner. 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 Noise.